All right, well, my name's Graham Walker, and here I am today at the Leeds Arena with Britain's, the UK's, and soon to be world's strongest man, Eddie Hall. Eddie, tell us, what are you going to be doing here in Leeds?
July the 9th, for Europe's Strongest Man, we're at the World Deadlift Championships. And we've been pondering on the idea of pulling a 500 kilo deadlift for a while now, and I think this is going to be the day that's going to be done.
Now, 500 kilograms in layman's terms, that's half a ton.
Yep, half a ton.
That's surely impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You know, they said putting man on the moon was impossible, running under a mile in under 4 minutes is impossible. You know, we're here to evolve and prove people wrong. This is what people like me are put on the planet for.
Now, we're talking roughly about another 5 stones on top of what you've done. How do you train to be able to push that extra weight on top of having the world record?
I mean, that's all top secret stuff, you know, but it's just minor adjustments, little extras added here and there, speed pulls, rest weeks. You know, it's very technical, but you know, the training's been on point for me for this, so it should be going down for sure.
I mean, one thing I've got to ask you about is, in terms of your training, I guess eating is a big deal. You're looking bigger than ever. Can you tell us what you weigh now, and how many calories are you consuming to keep like that?
Yeah, sure. I weigh, English terms, 29 stone, or around 408 pounds. I think that's correct. And it's tough. It's a full-time job to eat and maintain this sort of body weight. 10,000 calories a day is probably, you know, an average day. Some days 12,000, on a very, very bad day, perhaps 7,000-8,000 calories. So, you know, so if you're not hitting that 10,000 calorie margin, that's when you start losing weight at this size.
And how important is it to stay this big, and how long can you keep like this?
It's important to be this size. You know, there's guys in America, 6'9", 6'8", weigh well over 420 pounds, 450 pounds even maybe. And you've got to be that weight to, you know, weight moves weight. You've got to be that weight to beat those guys. So, yeah, I'm pushing the limits of the human body. But like every sport, you know, you've got to push the limits to be the number one. So that's exactly what I'm doing. It's short-lived. You know, I'm not going to weigh this weight forever. I just want to win the world's strongest man and then walk away a graceful human.
Well, that's not going to be easy. I mean, just remind everybody, you were so close to being on the podium. You were fourth last time. But yep, you've got three great competitors standing there in front of you. Just tell me about each one of them, will you? And what you're going to have to do to beat them.
Sure. We've got Sojourner Savickas, probably seen as the strongest man in history. Forbjörn Johnson, the big Icelandic, 6'10", 30 stone in body weight. Brian Shaw, 6'8", again around 31, 32 stone in body weight. These guys are born to be strong, you know. They're so genetically gifted. And that's why people like myself have got to push the boundaries a bit. I'm 6'3", but I'm the same body weight as they are. So that's the only way I'm going to beat them. That's why I'm this size I am.
And tell us about the event that's coming to Leeds on Saturday, July the 9th. Are you going to be alone here, or are we going to see some of these big names? Can you tell us who's going to be around?
Yeah, sure. July the 9th, Europe's Strongest Man. We're going to have Sojourner Savickas, Forbjörn Johnson, hopefully Brian Shaw. We've got the likes of myself, Terry Hollins, Benny Magnussen. You know, we've got some of the world's strongest people that have ever lived coming to one day for one show. It's going to be an absolutely amazing day.
Now, one of the things that we're hoping we're going to see at the arena, we're certainly going to see a bit of it today because you're in training, is the car walk. I've seen the car parked outside. You must have done that when you arrived. It looks like it's a VW Beetle or something like that. Mm-hmm. How much does it weigh? And what can you tell me about that event?
It's basically, as you say, a VW Beetle. It's stripped out a little bit. We just took the engine out, but basically everything else is left in. It weighs around 500 kilo, about half a ton, and it is hard. It's really hard. You pick it up and your spine compresses, and then you've got to run 20 metres with it. And basically you just can't think about it. You've just got to pick it up and run.
What's going to go through your mind here in Leeds on July the 9th when you go for that deadlift title? Are you going to please the fans? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was the first person to say 500 kilos possible, so I want to be the first person to pull it. In terms of what's going to be going through my mind on that day, I just imagine a hell of a lot of angry aggression, all saved up over the years and just let out on one lift. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be so, lifts like that gets you so emotional and so worked up. You know, it's a very strange feeling to sort of release all that anger in one or two split seconds. It's very surreal, and when it happens, and when you stand up and lock that weight out, It's the most satisfying feeling in the world, pulling a world record in front of thousands of people. What more could you ask for?
And just finally, Eddie, you look like one of the biggest, toughest, strongest men in the planet. I guess we've all got weaknesses. All right, does anything make you cry?
Yeah, a few things make me cry, man. You know, family. I love my family to bits, so yeah, I'm very, very emotionally attached to my wife and kids, mum and dad, brothers. So, you know, those people mean a hell of a lot to me, and I'll be thinking of them when I'm doing lifts like this.
Tears of joy, maybe?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, well, listen, we'll look forward to seeing you crying your eyes out here at the arena.
Yeah.
And let's hope you get it, Arthur Tull. Well done.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you.